So, Lord Chaitanya, he had his disciples naturally attracted to him. So, such is the case in the case of Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das, when he was born of a billionaire, millionaire father, Govardhan Majumdar and brothers. So they were Jamindar. His father's income was 20 lakh rupees a month, which is about 10, that is 500 years ago. The rupee at that time was like a pound, gold coin. It was pure gold coin. And 20 lakhs means 20 multiplied by, 300,000 kuna a month. A lot of money. And he was the only son between his father and uncle. And uncle also had the same income. And uncle did not have any issue. So Raghunath was the only inheritance. He was inheriting all this estate. Seven big villages. Saptagram. So Raghunath, when he was a little boy, there was three gateway to his palace. And in every gateway, there will be 20-30 servants waiting for him with the palanquin. Because nobody knows which door he will emerge out. So these three palanquin was always ready to serve him, 20 different servants. And ancient time in India, the outhouse toilet was not within the house or a palace. It would be little away. So when he would go for toilet in the morning, before he wakes up, the servants would make a pathway decorated with lotus petals so that he can walk on a soft way to toilet. So such was the opulence of Raghunath Das Goswami when he was young. His father would not allow him to see anybody who is diseased, who is old, who is ugly. It would be very, very much screen out this pangs of material nature, ugliness of material nature would be screened out from his sight. So this little Raghunath used to go to Yadunandan Acharya. These two brothers, Govardhan Majumdar, they had a beautiful temple. And that temple was run by Yadunandan Acharya, who was their family guru. So Raghunath would go to Raghunandan Acharya, Yadunandan Acharya, and would hear all about Vaishnavism, Lord Krishna, Radha Krishna. And he would also hear about Lord Chaitanya from Yadunandan Acharya and his associates. So Raghunath was already in love with Lord Chaitanya. So once upon a time when he was little, Namacharya Sila Haridas Thakur He visited Saptagram, his home, this temple, particular temple. Namacharya Haridas Thakur built a small little hut just on the courtyard of this temple and would live there for 15-20 days. So Yadunandan Acharya told Majumdar, Govardhan Majumdar, that why don't you send your son to have a blessings of this great sage Haridas Thakur. So Govardhan Majumdar said, okay. So next day he collect so many fruits and grains and silk and different precious stone for giving in charity to Haridas Thakur. So Raghunath would carry these things as a gift to this saintly person. So he had an army, soldier army, taking Raghunath Das to Haridas Thakur. So he came for the blessings. His father sent Raghunath for the blessings of Haridas Thakur. So when he came, Haridas Thakur gave him blessings that may you ever get detached from this material world. So when he was giving this kind of blessings, the Yadunandan Acharya, he made a sound vibration, big noise, so nobody can hear this. Otherwise, Govardhan Majumdar, he would get very upset about these blessings. And Raghunath Das, he heard this very well. And ever since that day, he cultivated utmost renunciation. And Haridas Thakur also told him about Lord Chaitanya. So Raghunath was very much attracted to Lord Chaitanya. So when he was little elder, Lord Chaitanya visited Santipur, Advaita Acharya's home. And Yadunandan Acharya, he proposed to Govardhan Majumdar, why don't you send your son to take blessings of Lord Chaitanya? So Raghu, reluctantly, he sent out Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Das at that time, to see Lord Chaitanya with a big, huge army kind of soldiers and band and everything. Lots of food, and so they marched towards Santipur. And when they arrived at Santipur, Raghunath rushed to Lord Chaitanya and he immediately offered his dandavats to Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Chaitanya put his foot on his head and blessed him. So every day Raghunath Das would get the remnants of the foodstuff of Lord Chaitanya. And Govardhan Majumdar said that, okay, you can stay there one day and bring him back. But it was a big, huge festival. It was ocean full of people there. And everybody was jubilant, so much attracted, captivated by the beauty of Lord Chaitanya, that nobody would like to leave Santipur while Lord Chaitanya was there. So Raghunath supposed to return with his soldiers and administrators, and everybody would have to take Raghunath back to Saptagram. But the people got captivated by the transcendental beauty of Lord Chaitanya and surrounding kirtan, bhajan, and very beautiful festival. So they did not return. So after 3 days, Govardhan Majumdar sent another troops to bring Raghunath back. And when the troop came, they also get captivated by Lord Chaitanya in a big festival. Then after 2-3 days, again he sent other people and they did not return. So then he himself came, thinking that I'll take Raghunath back same day. So he came and same thing happened to him. He also got captivated by Lord Chaitanya and people surrounded by him. So then Lord Chaitanya told Raghunath Das that please go back to your home, your father, and serve your father, because he was very attached to Raghunath. So he sent Raghunath back. So, long history, but let's go on, however. So, Raghunath had intense attachment with Lord Chaitanya, and he was always meditating how he can leave his home and join with Lord Chaitanya. So, one day, he tried to sneak out through the upper window of his palace, and he was knocking, he was opening, and this security guards, they noticed it. So his father asked, who was knocking there? Then he said, it was Raghunath who was trying to escape. So his father knew that this boy is very attached to Lord Chaitanya, and he will leave the home. So he found a very, very beautiful girl, like Apsara, the heavenly kind of beautiful girl. And he got him married to this beautiful girl so that he can get trapped into the Maya, Moha Maya. But Raghunath had no consideration about beautiful woman, beautiful wife, and he always tried to leave the home. So what happened one day is that both brothers, uncle and father, they were not there in the town, and the temple worship was suffering due to the pujari who would not come to worship. And Raghunandan Acharya, Yadunandan Acharya, he came to the palace complaining, and Raghunath said that, okay, I'll go and convince the pujari. Actually, before that, we didn't touch that how they were, you know, his father and uncle were punished by not paying taxes, and Raghunath Thus, he went and relieved his father by convincing the Muslim king. But then, eventually, Raghunath, he take this opportunity to convince the pujari. So he convinced the pujari, he sent pujari back to the temple for puja, and then he took off to Jagannath Puri from the side roads so that nobody can notice. So he was very attached to Lord Chaitanya and renounced. Right from the beginning, he was very, he is known for his renunciation. So he went to Jagannath Puri, and his father found out. So he sent the soldiers to rescue Raghunath. But Raghunath took a very interior road, so nobody can find him. And he would rush and run and run and run, and without eating, without sleeping. In 10 days, he reached, 10, 12 days, he reached Jagannath Puri and fell flat at Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet, surrendering to him. So Govardhan Majumdar, he find out this. Then he sent tons of grains and so much clothes and everything for Raghunath to use it, because he knew that he will not come back. So he sent so much grain, and so Raghunath Das would give feast to all the associate of Lord Chaitanya and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he thought that Visayara Anna Khaile Dusta Habe Mana. Raghunath Das said that if I eat the grains, foodstuffs sent by my father, who is materialist, if I keep eating these grains, that my mind and my consciousness will become polluted. So he gave up this idea of taking from his father. Instead, he started begging in the front of Simhadwar. And he would beg every day, and whatever he gets, he would eat for a year or months together. So one day, he thought, this is how Krishna gives us intelligence to advance in pure Krishna consciousness. Dadami buddhi yogam tvam ena mam upayanti te. Krishna gives us intelligence by which we can go back to Him, go near to Him, develop our Krishna consciousness. So Raghunath Das, Krishna is giving him intelligence that begging means, you know, you always wait for a person thinking that, oh, this person will give me, this person will give me, this person will give me. It is like a prostitute standing and waiting for people to give him alms. So he thought that this is not very good. So he renounced that also. Then he used to go to the garbage dump where all stale rice, prasadam of Lord Jagannath, would be thrown away. So he would take the rice, wash it into the water of the ocean water, and then he would dry them up, the rice, and then next day he would eat them. So for several days, months, years, it went on like that. So Lord Chaitanya, of course, when Raghunath came to Jagannath Puri, Lord Chaitanya gave Raghunath Das and trusted Swarup Damodar to take care of Raghunath Das. So it is Raghunath Das, Swarup Damodar Raghunath. So Raghunath Das was under the care of Swarup Damodar all the time. So Lord Chaitanya is asking Swarup Damodar Goswami that now that he has given up whatever was sent by his father, he has given up the begging. So now where he is eating, how he is surviving. So Swarup Damodar said that now he is taking this rice, washing, drying up, and then he is eating those rice. So Lord Chaitanya next day went. So this rice was stale, even cow wouldn't eat. 3-4 days old rice and stale. Stale means, you know, very smell, dirty smell would come out of rice. So he would wash that and then dry it up and eat it. So next day Lord Chaitanya went to Raghunath and he said, you rascal, you are eating such a palatable things. You don't offer to me. And he take all morsel of grass and started eating. It's Lord Jagannath's prasad. So Lord Chaitanya eat all the Mahaprasad. So Raghunath Das Goswami was very renounced right from the beginning. And he was entrusted, he was being taken care of by Swarup Damodar Goswami. So he would keep the karcha. Karcha means the notes, diary. He would keep diary. Swarup Damodar Goswami would keep a diary and tell everything about it to Raghunath Das Goswami. So when Lord Chaitanya, he wind up his pastimes in Jagannath Puri, meaning he went back to his own abode, then Raghunath Das Goswami was very morose, unhappy, and he decided that I should go to Vrindavan and jump from Govardhan Hill and give up my life. He was very, very despondent. He was very unhappy in separation from Lord Chaitanya. So he comes to Vrindavan, and in Vrindavan, he met Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, and all other Goswami. And then these Goswamis, they knew his intention. So Sanatan Goswami said to him that your life belongs to Lord Chaitanya. You cannot give up this life. So you go to the bank of Radhakund, and there you chant your rounds and do your bhajan, and there is Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami living there. So you know everything about pastime of Lord Chaitanya in Jagannath Puri, and you have this notes from Swarup Damodar Goswami. So you present this to him, you tell everything to him and help him writing Lord Chaitanya's pastime. So he got convinced, rather than killing himself, suiciding himself from the top of Govardhan Hill, he started doing his bhajan on the bank of Radhakund. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he wrote Chaitanya Charitamrita from Murari Gupta's notes and Swarup Damodar notes. That is Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Charitamrita, born there on the bank of Radhakund. It was written there on the bank of Radhakund by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami with these two notes. So, always Raghunath Das Goswami would meditate on Radhakund, and on the bank he would chant 1 lakh name a day. Haridas Thakur used to chant 3 lakh names a day, and Raghunath Das Goswami would chant 1 lakh names of Krishna in a day. And he would offer his dandavats 1,000 times to Radha Krishna. And he would offer 200 dandavats to 200 Vaishnavas. Maybe we should do ourselves. It's very important. So, if there are not enough Vaishnavas around, then he would meditate on Vaishnavas, especially Swarup Damodar, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Gopal Bhatt Goswami, etc., etc. He would meditate on them, and then he would offer Dandavat Pranam to Vaishnavas. So he was very renounced. He was only eating or drinking a little buttermilk every day, very little buttermilk. And he would perform his bhajan on the bank. So one day what happened is, it was very torching heat from the sun, and he was doing his bhajan in this torching heat. And Radharani thought that, how is that Raghunath Das Goswami, he is doing his bhajan in such a torching heat. So Radharani goes there, and with her pallu, with her sari, she covers, she puts umbrella kind of cover on top of Raghunath Das Goswami. So Sanatan Goswami came to know this. So he chastised him. Can you not build a little hut, a small little hut on the bank? Why you have to give trouble to our Swamini, Radharani? She has to come and give you protection, it's no good. Go build hut and you can be little comfortable. So he built a little, small little hut on the, if you know Radha Kund, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Kutir is there, and this Raghunath Das Goswami's Kutir is also there. Gopal Bhatt Goswami, three Goswami's Bhajan Kutir. It is right there on the bank. So he built a little hut there and performed his bhajan right on bank of Radha Kund. One day when Raghunath Das Goswami was doing his bhajan on the bank of Radha Kund, there are two big, huge tigers. They came to drink water from Radha Kund. Anybody would get afraid of them. But Raghunath Das Goswami, he performs his bhajan. Like this, pure souls can transform the heart of envious animal. Such was the case in Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur was living in a cave with a cobra. And people would come there and they would be afraid of this cobra. They would pray to Haridas Thakur. They would come there for his darshan. But Kuliagam, I think it was in Kuliagram. And people would be afraid, and they told him, why don't you please change your bhajan place? So Haridas wanted to leave next day, and snake came to know. They can pure transmitting the pure messages into hearts of different living entity. Krishna is in heart of all living entity. So this snake knew this, and in front of Haridas and people, he just left the cave or the place and never came back. The same thing here, Raghunath Das was doing his bhajan in ecstasy and tiger came. So Krishna immediately appeared there to protect Raghunath Das Goswami. Mare Krishna Rake Ke, Rake Krishna Mare Ke. So Krishna protected Raghunath Das like this. So Raghunath Das Thakur, Raghunath Das Goswami, he was very renowned right from the beginning. One day what happened is, one of the big rich merchant, he had a dream in the night that he should offer his riches, money, gold coins to Badrinath, to Badri Vishal. So he took horses, nice beautiful horses and soldiers, and he load up these horses with gold coins, so much riches. And he took off to Badrinath to offer this, offerings to Badrinath. So on the way, when he was sleeping in Himalayan mountains, he got a dream. And Badrinath tells him in the dream that, please don't bring your riches here. You go to Vrindavan and offer this all riches to Raghunath Das Goswami on the bank of Radha Kund. So he comes back and offers it to Raghunath Das Goswami. So Raghunath Das Goswami says, what am I going to do with these riches? There is no need for this. But he insisted and insisted and insisted. This is for you, Badrinath. He sent it for you. Then Raghunath Das Goswami said, okay, then you built the Radha Kund with the stone and beautiful steps and bathing ghats. So this merchant, he built the ghat and the boundary of Radha Kund and Shyama Kund. So while building, there are five trees on the bank of Shyama Kund, and they were Pandava tree, Arjuna, Yudhishthira Maharaj, Bhima, Nakula, Sahadev. So they were meditating on the bank of, meditating on Krishna, doing tapasya, austerity, performing austerity there on the bank of Radhakund. So when he tried to dig there, immediately from the tree, immense blood emanated and he stopped. And then he got the dream that Yudhishthira Maharaj appeared in the dream that we are the Pandavas in the form of a tree. We are trying to perform austerity on the Radhakund, which is the topmost holy place in India. There is no more higher holy place or kunda than Radhakund. You have seen that nectar of instruction Rupa Goswami is describing on the last verse. Radhakund is the purest place. So, if you see Syamakund, there is not square. It is little twisted because of these Pandava trees. The dry up Bhima trees is still there. You have seen. So, we can say many things about Raghunath Das Goswami, but if we can take his little siksha, Manas Siksha, it's called Manas Siksha. He wrote 11 verses for instructing his mind, how his mind should meditate on Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So Raghunath Das Goswami, he wrote many, many books such as Manas Siksha, Swaniyam Dashakam, Vilap Kushum Manjari, and so many books like that. Very, very exalted book. I think it is many books like that he wrote. But he wrote simple, simple book instructing his mind. How many people know this Manas Siksha a little bit? One, Markandeya, two, three, four, okay, five. So we can repeat, you can learn a little more by hearing. So this is a very important siksha, instruction to its mind. It is actually, he is giving instruction to us or to his disciples or to his followers through his mind. He was a very humble soul. He didn't want to directly. He wrote all his books for himself almost, for him. But actually it is meant for us. So, this mind, we know the very definition of mind. Mind means a constant flow of thoughts that are coming from material world. This is mind, accepting and rejecting. So, Raghunath Das Goswami tells his mind what to accept and what to reject. So this is Manas Siksha. And by that he is telling us what we should accept, what should we do, and what we should not do. So he says, Guru Goste Gosta Laishu, Guru Goste Gola, Guru Goste Gosta Laishu, Sujane Bhusuragane, Swamantre Swanamni, Vraja Vrajavayu, Dvanda Sarane, Sadadambe hitva kuru ratim purva matirata maye svantar vartas chatupati rayache drutapada. So, this is a Sanskrit. I'll read in Hindi also for myself because it will help me. He says, He mere abodh antakaran, O my dear innocent mind, unintelligent mind, mere pyare bhaiya man, my dear brother mind, मैं तुम्हारे चरणों को पकड़कर नम्रता पूर्वक प्रिय वचनों द्वारा यह प्रार्थना करता हूँ. I am humbly praying at your lotus feet. He is saying, I am humbly praying at your lotus feet to his mind. कि तुम सर्वतो भावेन दंभ का परित्याग कर अपने श्री गुरुदेव में. That you give up dambha. Dambha means false pride, big, huge, fat ego. Dambha means what you are not, and you are trying to imagine that I am this. So Raghunath Das Goswami tells his mind, please give up this false conception, dambha, that you are a very big, elevated personality. Give up this dambha. And you do what? That after giving up this dambha, false pride and prestige, adoration, distinction, honor, give up all this dambha. This is called dambha. So give up this dambha and you please meditate. Not meditate. He says, please become intensely attracted to Sri Gurudev. Rati. Rati means it is a love. Please increase your rati, your love for Gurudev. Guru Goste. Sri Vrajme. Goste means Vrajme. And Ghost Alaisu means Sri Vraj Vasi Janome. So Goste and Ghost Alaya. Goshtalaya means the villages of Vraja, like Barsana, Nandgram, Gokul, etc., Chatikara, Mat, so many villages in Vraj. So please increase your spontaneous attraction for these villages in the Vraj. And also Goshtalaisu. And ghost means the pasturing ground where Krishna herds his cows. So please increase your transcendental attraction for this Braj, pasturing ground. And also please increase your attraction for Vaishnava devotees of the Lord. And Bhushur, Bhu means earth planet. Sura means demigod. So the demigod of the earth planet called Brahmanas. So Bhusur means Brahmana. Please increase your attraction and love for the Brahmanas on the earth planet. And also please increase your attraction for the holy name. Sri Bhagwan ke naam तथा व्रज के नित्य नवीन किशोर किशोरी श्री राधा कृष्ण युगल के शरण में शीघ्र ही निरंतर यामी लोकोत्तर रति का विधान करो. श्री किशोर किशोरी, यू प्लीज गेट अट्रैक्टेड टू किशोर किशोरी फॉर एटर्नली विदाउट एनी ससेशन, विदाउट एनी स्टॉप. Please increase your ongoing, on-flowing attraction to all these things. That Vraj, Vraj Alishu, Guru, Goste, or Vaishnav, or Radha Krishna, and Brahmanas, please become attracted, attached to these personalities. So this is the first verse. I'll translate first, and if you have time, then we'll discuss further. Okay? Second verse is stated that, my dear man, please give up this religiosity, dharma, that is enunciated in Shruti and Smriti. Please give up this religiosity. By performing religious principles, you can acquire the pious credit, but that will not help you. But श्रुतियों में चरम सिद्धांत के रूप में जिनको सर्वोपादेय चरम उपास एवं सर्वोपरि परम तत्व निर्धारित किया है उन श्री राधा कृष्ण जुगल की प्रेम में प्रचुर परिचर्या करो. So he says that in Shruti and Smriti, throughout Vedic literature, it is decided that to worship the Radha Krishna, Jugal Kishore, is the topmost activity. So please engage yourself in worshipping intensely, prachur, intensely, ongoing, day by day, without any stop. Please increase your devotion to Sri Radha Krishna. And Sri Radha Bhav Kanti Suvalit Sachidandan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sri Nanda Nandan Se Abhinna Tata Sri Gurudev Ko Sri Mukunda Prest Priya Jankar Unka Sada Sada Smaran Karo. And Sachinandan, Lord Chaitanya, he has taken up the mood of Radharani, and that very Lord Chaitanya he should meditate on. And why on Lord Chaitanya? Because he is non-different than Radha Krishna. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahe Anya. So please meditate and serve Lord Chaitanya. And also serve Sri Guru, spiritual master. Why? Because spiritual master is the confidential servitor of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Mukunda. It says here, Prestha. Mukunda Prestha means he is very dear to Mukunda, Krishna. So, in that connection, you meditate on spiritual master. Sada sarvada smaran karo, meaning without any cessation, constantly, always, please meditate, smaran, Vishnu smaran, please meditate on Gurudev, Lord Chaitanya and Radha Krishna.